It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Special guest today, Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers. First, let's go to Tuesday night's State of the Union address and President Joe Biden.
I've come to report on the state of the nation, the State of the Union. And my report is this. The State of the Union is strong because you, the American people, are strong. We are stronger today. We are stronger today than we were a year ago. And we'll be stronger a year from now than we are today. This is our moment to meet and overcome the challenges of our time. And we will, as one people, one America, the United States of America. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Mark Brown. Mark is Director of Field Services with Plains Cotton Growers in Lubbock. I know there are still a few gins running, right?
There are just a few gins that are still operating in our service area, actually. And, of course, we cover 42 counties on the southern High Plains and up into the panhandle of Texas. And, Tony, even though my service area doesn't extend beyond the edge of the Caprock, I understand that down on the Rolling Plains that there still is quite a bit of ginning activity going on down there as well. But we do still have some ginning operations ongoing down in Linn County as well as in Dawson County. And we've got some other gins that, although I haven't spoken with them directly in the last several days, I know that they had told me the last time I visited with them that they should be wrapping up around the end of February or early March. So we've got several that are just on the verge of being completed, and then we've got a couple of gins in our area that will be continuing to gin on through the month of March. And so it's certainly been a long growing season. I know of several of these ginning operations that began in early October, and here we are in early March and still seeing a continuation. And we really had a good year this year. Whenever we look at the classing office numbers that have been reported as of last week, what we can see on that is that between the Lubbock and the La Mesa classing office, we have classed more than 5 million bales out here. Actually, the number as of last week was 5,049,803 and still counting. As we wind down with that last handful of gins. And now one thing that I do want to make sure that our listeners understand is that several of our gins in the Texas Panhandle and even in the Southern High Plains may bring in cotton from across state lines. And so those numbers still have to be separated out and reported according to the production region by state and by county. So unfortunately, I still don't have any kind of official number to give to our listeners, but I don't think we're going to be breaking any records. If you look back on our production history in the Plains Cotton Grower Service Area, there have been five times since 2005 that our area has exceeded 5 million bales. And I don't know that we're going to get there this time, but we're certainly looking at numbers in the mid to high 4 million. And so that looks really good from that standpoint. So I'd say we're definitely blessed out here on the plains. It's not going to be a record for most gins, but many gins tell me that this year was in the top two or three in terms of production in individual areas. So that's been really good.
Planters already rolling for the 2022 season in South Texas. There are some challenges ahead, aren't there?
Yes, we definitely do have challenges, and every single season, as anybody in the business knows, does bring its own set of challenges, and every year is different. One of the things that is staring everyone in the face currently is our drought situation. And I know that we were dry last year, but some of the comments that I've heard from our producers, some of those that have had to do any kind of digging or trenching work, We know that it's dry down deep, just bone dry. And I've recently been with some crop consultants who said it was just virtually impossible to get soil probes into the ground to take adequate soil samples. And we'd like to be able to pull some deep samples to see if we've got residual nitrogen down there. But I know that's easy to talk about and much more difficult to do from a physical standpoint. But we just got extremely dry soils. If we look at the Texas Drought Monitor, we know that that upper tier of counties, or upper several tiers of counties in the northern panhandle of Texas, are all bright red on the drought monitor map, which would indicate a D3 or extreme drought. And then down on the high plain, as the southern high plains, the numbers range anywhere from a D1 moderate drought all the way to D3 extreme. And so we definitely need some significant moisture in here. Unfortunately, the long-term forecast does not look really favorable. We know that we're still in that La Nina pattern, which does not lend itself well to moisture out here. But we're not going to give up hope just yet. We know that last year we went in with incredibly dry conditions, and it looked like we had very little possibility of making an adequate crop. And then we ended up making a really nice crop in some places near record yield. So we're not going to give up just yet, and we continue to hope and send prayers upward for needed moisture, not only for our producers, but also for our entire allied industry as well. Tony, one of the other things, we talk about this drought as a challenge. Our producers know full well that we also have other challenges out there with increased input prices on fertilizer. We've seen fertilizer cost increases anywhere from 100% to 200%, and so very high cost in terms of fertilizer inputs. We know also that there are increases in herbicide costs and difficulties in the supply chain, so that a lot of people have concerns about even able to obtain the crop protection chemicals that they'd like to have for this growing season. So those are just some of the challenges in there. One good thing is that we're looking at moderately high cotton prices. We are looking at cotton being in the range of around a dollar or just above that for December of 22. And so that gives us some good hope for marketing capabilities on this high plains crop. But unfortunately, those input prices are trailing too closely behind that higher cotton price.
We have some deadlines right around the corner now that we're in the month of March. And one of those is the ARC PLC decision, right?
That is right, Tony. We've got that one. That is definitely a big one. And as we all know, with the COVID restrictions and the staffing patterns that we've dealt with for the last couple of years at all USDA facilities, we know that's going to impact our FSA offices. And so we have been encouraging producers to take the time that they need to make these important decisions. There's lots of assistance out there in terms of making that ARC PLC decision, such as the Ag and Food Policy website. And there is a decision aid that is on that particular website that you can enter your personalized information on. Also, I might recommend to people that if they haven't seen it already, we've done some meetings on this through Plains Cotton Growers, and we do have a presentation with a voiceover on our website that explains some of these decisions, such as ARC versus PLC versus some of the insurance decisions that producers are having to make. Now, all of these will have to be done as of March 15th, and I would certainly encourage producers at this point, with us only having a couple of weeks, to be thinking about making an appointment with their FSA office, because it's very likely that with staffing pattern restrictions on that it may be difficult to get into the office. We have been told this year that even if a particular county has to end up doing a register, that this decision would still have to be made by March 15th at the time you call in to be placed on the register. And again, I'm not saying that that is an option. That will be up to individual counties and the situation in those FSA offices. But I do want to encourage producers to go ahead and, within the next few days, contact the FSA and find out when they might be able to get in and make these decisions. in combination with that, another thing that I wanted to mention is that any producers with cover crops for this 2022 growing season, they need to be aware of the pandemic cover crop program, which was initiated in 2021 and has been extended to 2022. So that if they've got cover crops and those are certified accordingly, then they will be eligible for an assistance or a premium support of $5 per acre on their primary insurance. And so that would be, that's not a huge amount, but $5 is $5 whenever it comes to a budgeting year like this. And so we'd certainly encourage producers who are already utilizing cover crops to take advantage of that. And then the last thing, also on March 15th, is the deadline to sign up for crop insurance. So producers are working right now with their individual insurance agents, and that's something that they definitely need to be looking at with the drought situation that we're facing right now. Also, we know that a lot of those insurance decisions are interactive with that ARC and PLC decision. For example, if a producer takes stacks insurance on a cotton acreage, then that particular acreage or that particular farm number would not be eligible for enrollment in ARC and PLC. So all of those interact together, and that's just something that producers are going to have to look at very closely and try to determine what's best for them. Tony, I might mention real quickly that as we look at the PLC program, which has been very popular in the past, that is price loss coverage, and it's based on seed cotton, which is calculated with the marketing year averages of not only the lint but also the cotton seed. And if we look at where we're at currently in the cotton seed market, we know that for that PLC to trigger for this coming year, we would need to be, we'd have to see prices, lint prices, drop down in the range of 69, 70 cents. In that particular range before we would see PLC trigger. Consequently, a lot of producers are really eyeing this ARC decision this year, and then in combination with that, they are also looking at the stacks program, which would begin paying before the ARC would, and when the ARC payment maxes out, we typically would see the stacks insurance, although you have to pay a premium for that, we typically would see that it would pay at a higher value. So lots of complicated and important decisions for producers to make by March 15th.
You can learn more online at plainscotton.org. That's plainscotton.org. Mark Brown is Director of Field Services with PCG on today's Agribusiness Report.
The formula for success is a simple one. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why cotton growers looking to improve yield potential plant Delta Pine brand cotton, featuring 100 years of proven yield potential and exclusive genetics in every bag. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
It's that time of year you've been waiting for. Commodity Classic is back. March 10th through 12th in New Orleans. Join the Sorghum Checkoff for a learning center session, finding the sweet spot. Combining precision agriculture and conservation to build a sustainable and diverse farming landscape. Don't miss this cross-commodity, cross-sectoral collaboration with Pheasants and Quail Forever and Cotton Incorporated. Register online at CommodityClassic.com or listen to it live here. Sorghum, the smart choice.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Special guest today, Mark Brown with Plains Cotton Growers.
United Ag is one of the largest association health plans to offer healthcare benefits for the agricultural industry. Their mission is to bring innovative healthcare solutions to agriculture by meeting their members' employee benefit needs. Join today and take advantage of the premier benefits offered by United Ag. United Ag is committed to contributing to a strong and healthy ag industry. For more information or to join, visit www.unitedag.org.
Control your growing environment like never before with a Sunflower 1436 disc harrow. With a design that is fine-tuned to work precisely and easily, you can give each seed its best shot at a healthy return. Whatever your soil type or tillage practice, the Sunflower line of disc harrows is your best choice for rugged, reliable performance. Learn more at LivingstonMachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Find Plains Cotton Growers online, plainscotton.org.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
The formula for success is a simple one. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why cotton growers looking to improve yield potential plant Delta Pine brand cotton, featuring 100 years of proven yield potential and exclusive genetics in every bag. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
It's the Agribusiness Report. California Representative Jim Costa.
I say this time and time again as a farmer, a third generation. Food is a national security issue. And I think everyone on this committee agrees our responsibility to ensure that American agriculture remains strong and vibrant, Americans realize that incredible, productive, nutritious food that they consume every night at their dinner table is a result of hard work by farmers, ranchers, dairymen and women, and farm workers. It's a partnership. So we're very interested in your comments today about how we reset the stage. Obviously, the focus is Title I today. Obviously, there are other titles in the reauthorization of the Farm Bill that we're going to be clearly listening carefully to your recommendations in terms of modifications and changes.